Blackstone Audio presents Burroughs, A Red River Mystery by Revis Z. Wortham. Read by Traber Burns. This one is for two educators who impacted my life and set me on this writing course. Miss Russell, the red-headed elementary librarian who is no longer with us, and Miss Adams, my most influential high school English teacher, who is still exactly the same as she was in 1970. Chapter 1. Drip. Though slight, the wet splat was clearly audible on the warm front porch of the small Lamar County farmhouse. Josh Brooks rocked ever so slowly as the late evening breeze waved the long grass along the nearby fence row and ruffled his curly brown hair. He stared at his lap, breathing as if trying to save energy or control his emotions. Drip. A Hereford on the other side of the barbed wire scratched her chin on a burdock fence post and swished her tail at a pestering cloud of late-season flies. Josh's boyhood friend Kendall stepped outside through the wooden screen door and allowed it to slam shut. For a moment, Kendall stopped, expecting a scolding for banging the door. When they were children, it was almost impossible to remember to close it softly, and every kid that raced through Mrs. Brooks' living room allowed the door to slap shut about every third time. "Sorry, Miss Oney," Kendall called through the screen to Josh's mother. The neat, elderly house in the small farming community of Forest Chapel belonged to Josh, who had never lived anywhere else. His dad, Oscar, had farmed.